But the National Poisons Unit in London has been checking on the effects organophosphorus dips might have on people who use them. Every year, this unit takes 120,000 calls from doctors needing advice on poisoning cases. Now they're urging country doctors to let them know if patients come to see them after dipping sheep. Last autumn, they began taking a special interest in organophosphate poisoning.
So she's not likely to be worse than she is at the moment.
34 cases were examined here after doctors rang for advice, and the first real proof of the link with sheep dip was established after the experts analysed the blood samples. Some farmers complain they're suffering serious illnesses years after being exposed to the dips, but this study concentrated on the immediate effects. And the findings, announced a few days ago in the British Medical Journal, are, said the unit, a matter of concern.
We were surprised by the number of cases we identified. We hadn't expected so many to have reported symptoms following acute exposure to organophosphate sheep dips.
And is it the first time a definite connection has been established between the two?
Yes.
So that is significant.
We think it's very important.
And what about the effects? What are they?
Well, the effects are complicated. They're not a simple effect. They frequently mimic something that's very similar to influenza-type symptoms. In fact, one of its names is sheep flu. However, the difference between this type of illness and influenza is that people often have salivation and sweating problems, constricted pupils, and other problems with their eyesight.